make a move. Don't really matter if you're out of tone. So enjoy yourself.
Welcome to the cave. We're starting work today, mixing Beth Hart's new album, which we've just finished this weekend. I think it's going to be a classic. I think it's really a very special record.
And play my favorite tune. The greedy that man and girl.
She explores a bunch of different styles. I think it's maybe a little bit different for her musically. It's spread out all over the musical genre, and it explores what she likes to sing. So there's some vaudeville in there, there's some jazzy influences, there's some hard rock influences, and actually I think she's come up with a really classic album. I really do.
Play my favorite tune. The Greedy That Man and Girl.
Yeah. I was in France, and we went to this fantastic theater that was, it is and has been a very famous theater for orchestras. And we're coming down the halls, and in one of the rooms, they have a radio station there every week. And I was going to do a little performance there on the radio station. They have an audience there. Well, waiting out in the back halls, it was just like being in the back halls of an orchestra house. So you had all the little rooms, and I could hear different instruments, violins, cellos, you know, practicing and doing their thing, and it brought me so back to where I come from.
Sipping whiskey with my crackers and Spam.
It was so inspirational. And in that little room, they set up a little piano just for me to mess around on. And I remember sitting down, and it was like, and it was like playing that, which is something I would never have ever written anything like that before, with that kind of vibe. And it was you know, it just, there was something about being amongst the classical orchestration that just inspired me to reach back into some nostalgia, you know, and classical music and jazz music and old blues music gives me all those same feelings. So I think if I hadn't gone there that day, that song would have never come. The lyric wasn't there, it was just that melody. There in Your Heart is a brand new little song. I just started working on that one day down in my husband's garage, where we've got an upright piano that the girl across the street had given us her upright. It's fabulous. It's just torn apart. It's barely hanging on.
I just stopped by to see your face. Had you been out running and hiding all over the place?
And I sat down at the piano and just went, wherever you go, wherever you do, I will be there inside of you. And my husband went, oh, I haven't heard that song before, what's that? I say, nothing. I said, I was just messing around. And he goes, well, you should do something with that. I said, really? Was yeah. And I said, okay. And then I remember thinking, well, maybe that's the chorus. Maybe I should just try and write a verse around that. So I ended up keeping exactly what that was, word for word, note for note. It stayed as the chorus. And then I worked really hard on trying to get a good lyric for the verses and the bridge. But it was nice to have something that wrote itself quickly like that.
There in your heart. Wherever you go, I will go too.
it's a kind of testament really to the team that Kevin put together, because Beth had written this incredible song, really soulful song, and Kevin kind of, you know, added a bunch of layers and dimensions to it, and then the band kind of translated that vision, so it was sort of like sort of three things all happening at the same time. And so the final result, you know, I think it, and you know, it's not even finished yet, it was just the basic yesterday. But, you know, everybody went away from the studio feeling, wow, this is something really special and really nice. But it would, to me, it was like sort of testament to the whole team that had been put together, from, you know, the players to the writing to the artist to the producer. And it was just all coalesced really beautifully. Bang, 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 boom, boom, boom.
Bang, 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 boom, boom, boom. Wrote that with one of my favorite people in the world, Room Westbrook, who actually produced my last original record, My California. And he's a wonderful songwriter. I've done a lot of writing with him. And I just came on in the studio, and it was our second day of writing together. And we just, he was just playing on a little, some little tiny baby guitar weird thing. And, it wasn't a mandolin. I don't know what the hell it was. It wasn't a ukulele or anything. I don't think. Maybe it was. I don't think. But immediately it was like that little thing. You know that. And you know that is why the sky is black. And we were just having fun, not thinking we were writing a song. It was just kind of doing something cheeky. And then it kind of happened. Kind of just kind of came together.
Oh, that's a great song. Great song. It's like bang, 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 boom, boom, boom. It's like a vaudeville song meets a spaghetti western. And it kind of sounds like it shouldn't work, and it totally does. It's just, it's great. The key thing for me always, and I guess it's one of the chances you take when I produce a record, is that I have to like it. So all of the music I do has to move me in one way.
It's just spooky, spooky. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want like shimmery. I want like the hands off the leaves and the bayous, the trees, oh, okay, and all the cotton moss. And,
is it going to stay that way in the choruses as well?
The chorus just goes a little more cowboy, that's all.
Accordion lift, maybe, or not that cowboy?
No, I think it's going to be... it's gonna be between the cowboy guitar and like a kind of like a telly, like a rock and roll more thing. But we're gonna start off with cowboy.
Okay.
And the shakers are gonna be part of the. It's gonna be part of the whole mood of the thing, is creating this earthy shaker thing. So
yeah.
I think that's the way we should. That's what we should approach with this.
Okay.
As I say, we've covered the gamut of styles on this record. I think Love is the Baddest Blues is just fantastic. I think Bang 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 is just awesome. Caught Out in the Rain is amazing. I love Everything Must Change. I love There in Your Heart. I just think that I think the record's amazing. I really do.
For you.